Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussion, but are key things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to talk about giving versus getting. It's a reality that we all face. The world is interdependent. The people that we deal with, the people that we relate to, are often looking to us for different things. In some cases, these things are products of our environment, money, a place to live, food. In some cases, it's advice. You know, people dig into our intellect and our experience, trying to make themselves better, trying to use our experience, use our knowledge to assist them in making their own decisions and moving forward. In some cases, it's emotional support. They're looking to our emotional strength to guide them through a tough time, guide them through a decision that they need to make, guide them through a period of maybe bereavement, a period of depression, a period of uncertainty. Who knows what it is? What we know is that there's always the need to be giving to somebody else, giving to our community, giving to our society, because there are needs out there that need to be fulfilled. There are needs to be met. And in some cases, these needs are wants, but you know, that's a different discussion. What we also must accept is that this is an equation. Not only are we giving, but there are times when we need to be on the receiving end. And the question that many of us face is, what should this look like? Is there balance? Is there the need for reciprocity? Do we get from those that we give to, and do we give only to those that we get from? The reality is that 9 times out of 10, those that need from us are not the ones that give back to us. Our needs are all different. So, for example, if you don't have a case of depression or bereavement, then chances are you're not going to need the type of emotional support that somebody who has had that particular circumstance is going to need. When we look at the equation, though, there has to be an acknowledgement that somewhere in the process, we will either run out of resources to give if we're givers, or we're going to be scrambling to find the source of the things that we need when we are in the position where we need to receive. You think about your personality. Maybe you're an extrovert, maybe you're an introvert, and that determines how you relate to the people around you and whether or not you have built up a reserve of sources that can provide for you in those times of need. And that's why some people hit the wall, they hit rock bottom, because they haven't built up the connections, they haven't built up the network, they haven't built up the reserves of the things that they need, so that when the time comes, they can pull into those reserves. There's a saying that goes that you should make a friend before you need a friend. And it is a reality thing that so often when you hit the wall, so often when you're in your biggest moment of need, it's embarrassing to go and ask somebody, because you made no investment in either a friendship, a business relationship, or anything which would make it easy for that particular individual, that particular source, to contribute to your need, which might be critical. And in some cases, because you can fulfill that need, people do some extreme things. I've often wondered what were the last thoughts of somebody who has decided to commit suicide and goes through with it. Clearly, it's an extreme circumstance, but there's no doubt that it is a function of a need or a set of needs that were not fulfilled through the resources that were available. And what we also have to accept, and this is real, is that all of that decision comes from the person with the need, not the resources out there that often say, well, I would have helped if I knew. So I want us to think about how we see ourselves. Are we givers? Are we takers? What is the balance that we offer to both ourselves and the people around us? Are we investing in those relationships so that when a need occurs, we can easily and readily extract, withdraw from those sources in a way that helps us to solve the problem and to fulfill the need that we have? It's also important for us to think about the balance of selfishness that occurs as we go through life, because it will influence how much we're able to tap into these friends. I'm sure all of us from time to time calls upon somebody that in all fairness we haven't necessarily treated well. It's been ages since we have touched base with them. We have never attended their events. We have never provided them with any emotional support when they needed it. We were always busy doing our own thing and charting our own path. And then there comes a circumstance when we are in need. And many people are forgiving. Many people are bought into who they are as givers, and they don't make that stop them from helping, from supporting the need that that individual has. But I'm sure it crosses their mind that that person opted not to invest either in them or in others. So it's not necessarily a case that you're only, like I said, getting from the sources that you invested in. But people will look and see what your patterns are. And you know what your patterns are. You know whether or not you invest. You know whether or not you have sowed enough seeds anywhere at all to extract fruit from that particular garden. So are we givers? Are we getters? Yes, we are both. How much do we invest in these different sources? In our friends, in our family, in our community, in our business and professional networks, so that when the time comes, and it always comes, we're able to extract the things that we need in order to make our lives better, in order to deal with a problem, in order to move forward. Time is up. Time is up. Thanks for listening to this podcast. As always, we ask you to share, provide us with some feedback, download the Podbean app, so that you can help us make this better. Until next time, stay safe, be good, and as always, stay positive no matter what.